Diddy, you know, more and more comes out. It's just getting worse and worse. It's been bad for a long time. But you've probably heard the story. We shared it with you that, you know, there's a video that came out recently that happened 8 years ago, but came out recently of him viciously beating his girlfriend at the time, Cassie.
Horrific.
It was just terrible, you know, chasing around the hotel. She's trying to leave and throwing on the ground, kicking her like she's an animal. And then, of course, he denied everything and gaslit her in the whole country. But now he's apologizing halfway. If at all.
I don't think at all. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling it an apology either.
It's probably the one that was
PR stunt.
That went
horribly wrong.
Exactly. And so we also learned during the course of this time, this tape existed, but Diddy, I think, didn't think it did anymore because he paid a hotel worker or somebody at the hotel that worked there $50,000 to hand over the tape. Mm. Now, by doing so, was that illegal?
Good question.
Let's go to our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you know, this happened a long time ago, and the hotel is no longer owned by IHG, which was the company at the time when it was the Intercontinental IHG. And so there's not a lot of information. Like, the current owner says they have no idea. Like, nothing was left of this when they came along, and none of the same people are still around. There's two different accounts. One is that he paid the hotel $50,000 for the tape, and another is that he paid a security guard $50,000 or guards. And that seems the more likely scenario. I don't really see the hotel, you know, I mean, the Intercontinental is kind of an upscale, you know, hotel going, we'll take $50,000 for that terrible tape. But the key about whether or not it's a crime, so if you're an employee and you leak or sell, if you sell, a video that belongs to your employer, that video belongs to your employer. So the hotel has the right to sell a video, and they do sometimes as long as you're in a public place. Now, if you're in a bathroom or something, that's illegal. But if you're out in a public hallway, lobby, whatever, at the hotel, out in front of the hotel, it's fair game to video you. And hotels do, you know, sometimes sell those tapes or people who've done, you know, somebody say is, you know, just really drunk and they come in and they embarrass themselves, you know, coming in, and then they say to the hotel, can I have that tape or can I buy that tape? If they're a celebrity, sometimes they get away with that. Usually hotels won't release tapes though. Usually they're like, nope, you know, we're just going to hang on to it. Mm-hmm. But where you get into a criminal situation is where a crime was being committed and what you're doing is destroying a tape. Then you definitely get into some potential criminal liability. And that's where you get into evidence tampering or obstruction of justice. And we've seen that play out a couple of times in the media recently. That's one of the accusations against Donald Trump, is that he allegedly told his security team at Mar-a-Lago to destroy tapes that had allegedly incriminating information on them about the classified documents investigation. And then similarly, you remember when a couple of years ago, there was a baseball player who was alleged to have destroyed a video of a guy that he was accused of murdering.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I don't. Yeah. I don't think so.
Was that Aaron Hernandez?
It wasn't, right?
Right, Aaron Hernandez.
Oh,
right,
football,
right,
okay, yeah, okay, yeah, football, football player. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Sorry, football. Yeah, I'm not sporty.
No, we've all seen that one. Right, right. We've all heard that story for sure.
Right, right, right. So he allegedly destroyed a video of the murder, essentially, of like the victim. Mm-hmm. I think his name was Odin Lloyd. And that there was an obstruction charge there. I think they accused him, depends on the jurisdiction what they call it. In the Hernandez case it was evidence tampering, in the Trump case it was obstruction of justice. Either way, if you're doing it, but who usually gets charged is not the person who destroyed or tampered with the tape. Usually the person that gets charged is the one trying to cover up a crime, like Hernandez, like Trump. And in this situation, it would be Diddy that's who they usually end up going after. And the owner of the tape, they usually take a personnel action against the employee. So like if this was a current thing, you know, then if it was like happened instead of 8 years ago, now she would probably fire the security staff. But typically those people don't get charged with a crime, even though they are the ones, you know, committing the crime just as much as the person who's asking them to. Yeah,
but let me ask you real quick, because a lot of there's no like hard tapes anymore. It's all like digital, so it's very easy to just have another copy instantly.
Right.
Which I believe probably happened. The same person probably sold it again. That's why it got released into all the media and finally it came out because it was hidden for years and years and years. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if they're releasing it back into the public and they got paid for it, like, I think that must have happened, because Diddy paid allegedly $50,000 for it to go away. And now it's back. Somebody released it back. Nobody knows who did it, like an NDA. Is that person who re-released it back with the NDA, can they be charged?
If it was actually, I mean, it depends. Like, if it was just because it was newsworthy, it was released to CNN, then no, they're not going to be charged for anything. But if they were paid again, then potentially, although, you know, news magazines and, you know, some of those kind, like the Inquirer, they pay for photos and videos.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was not, again, if it was not to cover something up, no, then they can't.
Well,
you know, at this point,
to turn
it's not
that
to cover
in
anything
the first
up.
Place? Can't you, aren't you required? You have this tape. You know a crime is committed. Aren't you required to let the police know or no?
No, I don't think here they would have been required to let the police know about it. But then there's a whole other layer of a possible crime. If they did the security approach Diddy and say, hey, we've got this tape, and if you don't pay us $50,000, we're going to let it go. And then that's a whole other extortion.
That's a blackmail
element thing. That could have happened. Yeah, blackmail. Yeah.
We were actually thinking along those lines, but kind of reverse situation where, let's say, I mean, obviously Diddy knows exactly what went down that night on, you know, in the hotel lobby or in the elevator lobby. And then he's like, oh, well, I need to erase any sort of evidence. So then he goes or sends his bodyguards to go intimidate the person who's working at the front or security guard. In that case, I mean, I don't feel sorry for
the
anybody involved, but
intimidation
of like, do it or we're going to make your life a living hell. You know,
yeah,
like
that
you can
happen.
Imagine that side too.
Oh, could have been. I mean, and they could have shown up with a $50,000 check, but said, hey, if you don't give us, you know, we're going to give you this money. But yeah, I mean, they may not have even done it voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be part of the reason why ultimately, 9 out of 10 times, they only charge the person that's trying to cover up a crime. They don't charge the people that they told to destroy it.
Let's say I committed a crime at my house with my video surveillance system that
okay,
I have.
Okay, Aaron Hernandez.
Hypothetically.
Yeah,
no, but that's how you're a good guy.
Great baseball player. Great baseball player.
I don't pull the, I'm going to destroy it, but on my video camera, it may fill up, and after a couple weeks, it goes away on its own. It just goes away. It doesn't have any more memory. It goes away. Is that a crime if I know that, or that's just the system, the way it does it?
If you didn't go back and intentionally erase it, then I don't think you're going to get charged with obstruction for it. If it just naturally times out and erases, then that's different. Okay, good.
What if it normally times out after 2 weeks, but you change it to one day?
That's different. That's going back and intentionally erasing it. Yeah.
I got you.
Then they're going to go to your neighbors and be like, let me see your tape.
Yeah, let me see all the stuff that you got. All right, very interesting. We're going to follow the P. Diddy thing. Do you think an arrest is coming soon with all the... I know the statute of limitations has passed on this abusive video that we saw, but...
maybe this could expedite it.
That's what I'm feeling.
Maybe.
Like, it's like, hey, we got it. Let's move. Or what do you think, Lisa?
I mean, you would think so, but, you know, I think that they're wanting to be very, very careful and make sure that they have all their ducks in a row. And certainly this one incident looks terrible. But it, you know, it is one incident, and it's not really what they're going after him for. They're going after him for much bigger things, you know, sex trafficking, and potentially they say they're looking into arms trafficking and drug trafficking and all kinds of things. And so this tape isn't going to tip the scale on that for the investigation. They're going to continue to really meticulously make out their case. And they don't file charges until they know they can get a conviction.
She's great, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. Lisa Lanier, ever injured on the job? Contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.